You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm here with the Tartan Tornado himself, Josh Taylor, and Ben Davison. Fight week, baby.
You're such a slag.
I'm a boxing slag, that's the main thing.
You've got a tent in your pants.
You got me all hot and flustered here, John. Yeah.
It's okay, baby.
Okay, Shan. Fight week is here, man. You look ready, you look sharp. Just done a quick sort of like tapering down pad session with Ben there. I mean, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm ready to go. I'm feeling sharp. And all the training's done. It's just keeping it sharp and short, sweet, sharp, fast, crisp. Everyone's good. Feeling great. Great tunes in the gym. Great vibes. And I can't wait to get in on Saturday now.
You've had itchy knuckles for a few weeks now, man. I'm guessing 5 weeks here, you're just ready to get in there and rock and roll.
It's been a long, just about 5 months in training for this, you know. Since New Year, you know, I've been right down straight to into London, straight back to training camp. I've been almost 5 months away from home and training for this fight, so it's been a long time coming. And I'm feeling awesome. I've put everything into this camp, so yeah, I'm feeling good, mate.
Ben, I'm guessing you can echo that.
Yep.
You took him on the pads. Obviously, you've got a game plan. You've both got a game plan in your head. You're not obviously going to tell me it, obviously, but the game plan's set. You're ready to go.
Yep, he knows what he needs to do. And at this point, it should be coming out naturally, and that's exactly what's happening. So, you know, that confirms to me that he's in a good place and ready to rock and roll.
What can we expect from you then, Josh? I know, obviously, you've spoke about the disappointment of not getting your fans over here, yeah. But... I mean, they're going to watch on Fight TV in the UK. You're American fans as well on ESPN. I mean, can we expect nothing less than your best performance?
Are you ready for a war, boy? I'm going to war. I'm ready to go. The swords are sharpened. The knives are sharpened. I'm ready to go. It's going to be a great performance on Saturday. You just need to tune in and watch. Make sure everybody watches. It's going to be a great performance.
Can we get a ready for war, Ben, from you?
Oh, I've not got a voice like that, so...
Go on, hit it.
I've not got one.
Josh, do you know, I looked at BoxRec today, like, this is your fifth consecutive undefeated opponent that you've faced. Have you done it the hard way compared to some other fighters that obviously become world champions? I mean, you're only 17 fights in, your fifth undefeated champion you're facing, so do you feel like you've came up the hard way and done it the hard way?
I wouldn't say the hard way. I've just came up and took all the challenges, the best challenges that were available. I've not ducked away from any fights or challenges. I've took them all in my stride, and when at the right time, and very early in my career as well. You know, I took a lot of risks in my early part of my career. The first one with O'Hara Davis, I knew I was going to win that fight, but the team around me at the time were like, oh, let it go on a little bit, let it fester. I was like, no, get it now. So I got that done. That was a risk to take at the time because I was young and fresh. Then I had the Miguel Vasquez fight. Then I had the Postal fight very early on in my career as well, which wasn't just an introducing to world level. It was like Postal was the best of the best. You know, he was up there to beat Lucas Matisse, stopped him when he was flying, an absolute animal. And it was only my 13th fight. I'd only been pro about 3 years. And I've took every challenge and tried to fight the best, and that's what I'm about. I want to fight the best and challenge the best and be the best. So I think I've done it well in the way it should be, in the way boxing should be. No building up padded records of 26-0 and fighting 10, 15 journeymen and going back a step. I've took good challenges from the very outset in my career, so I think I've done it the right way.
What's it like to train this man, Ben? I know sometimes he gets excited and he can miss the pads and clip your chin a little bit. I'm Terry McCormick, wherever he is, he's been hit a few times. What's it like to train this man? I mean, when he gets in the zone, like, you're his enemy, you're not his coach.
Yeah, it's exactly that. He gets in the zone, takes it very seriously, perfectionist, wants to do everything right, wants to make sure that he's got it right by the end of the session, sometimes too much. But it's a pleasure to train someone that he's passionate about it and he's a perfectionist and wants it to be right. Some people are happy just to turn up and go through the motions, and that's not Josh.
Mm-hmm. Right, Josh, fine. I know you want to get back to the villa, chill, relax, because like I say, you're going into Fight Hotel on Wednesday, but one message for your fans back home?
Just thank you for the support. I am gutted that you're not here. None of these are here. So I am kind of deeply gutted about it, you know, because I've fought and trained and dedicated my whole life to the sport for this kind of moment. You know, you only dream of this moment. Dreams like fights like this are made of dreams. You know what I mean? And I've got this fight landed, and none of my fans can come. You know, and I've had messages for years and years with people and my fans saying we're saving up for going to America and all that, and they're not here. So it is a bit frustrating and gutting. It is a bit of a gutter, but I promise I'm going to win this fight on Saturday. Thank you for all the support. Thank you to everybody that's gave me messages on my social media, all over the channels. It's just too much to get back to you all. I'm in the zone now as well, but I'll try and get to back to most of you as much as I can. But thank you very much for all the support, and we'll bring the belts back and we'll be back here again. Cheers.
Definitely. Ben, thanks very much. Josh, I know you're in the zone there, so I'm going to piss off and leave you alone, mate. But again, thanks for doing this, Fightful TV.
Cheers, Andy.
Thanks, mate.
No worries.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.